Let us pray. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee.
Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our queen and governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may, above all things, seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her, in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Risen Christ, faithful shepherd of your Father's sheep, teach us to hear your voice and to follow your command, that all your people may be gathered into one flock, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, verses 7 to 23. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover. Where do you want us to prepare for it? They asked. He replied, As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, The teacher asks, Where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there. They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfilment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed. But woe to that man who betrays him. They began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And so we declare our faith together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory, to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. I would invite you to check out the website for all up-to-date notices. And should you not already be a church member donating by Bax, if you would like to make an offering, you may do so on the parish website. Thank you. Thank you for reading so beautifully. One of the joys at the moment is that we have readings coming in from all around the world. This is the third time in this holy habit that we have heard an account of the institution of the Lord's Supper, albeit that the other accounts were from different Gospels and so had slightly different emphases. You might find it useful to have a Bible open in front of you at Luke chapter 22, verses 7 to 23. But first, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us scriptures to guide and encourage, enthuse and inspire us. And we pray that through the work of your Holy Spirit and through the scriptures with which you provide us and through the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord, you will continue your transforming work within us and that we will be newly inspired to worship you more enthusiastically. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the Thursday evening because the Jewish day starts at sundown. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So that evening Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it." Jesus and the disciples ate a pared-down version of the Passover meal without lamb, as those who were out in the provinces had to because they were unable to get to the temple to purchase one of the sacrificed lambs. But because they are eating it the evening before the Jews would be celebrating the Passover meal, in order that the Lamb of God, Jesus, the Messiah, can be sacrificed on the cross at the same time as the Passover lambs were being slaughtered, ready to be eaten by most Jews for their Passover feast. And when the hour came, he reclined at the table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover meal with you before I suffer." The Passover is a great celebratory feast. Jesus' words bring to mind how on death row, the prisoners to be executed are given a special final meal of food that they have chosen. To me, a celebratory meal is less the food and more the sharing it with others. And I think we've all come to realise just how special that is during this pandemic. It seems to be a sentiment that Jesus held when he said he wanted to eat the Passover with them, with those who would become the apostles, but at that time were known better as the disciples. What better way to spend his last few hours of freedom and life than with those he loved? Don't forget too that being with Jesus became one of the key credentials of apostolic office. It entitled them to be called apostles later. But by celebrating the Passover with the disciples, Jesus was trying to remind them of God's miraculous saving grace when we act in obedience to his instructions. Even though they still seem to be being quite obtuse in not understanding that he must first suffer and die. I think what's really struck me today is each time we share in communion, we are to remember both events, the Passover and the Last Supper, and God's miraculous saving grace in both of those events. And that's one of the reasons why communion is so important in our Christian life. It reminds us that in the face of death, we worship a God of grace who miraculously saves in very unexpected ways. Luke, remember, was writing for people who were not necessarily Jewish and wouldn't understand the significance of each part of the Last Supper as to how it echoes Passover. And just in case you don't know, let me succinctly share with you what happens during the Passover meal. The head of the family pronounces a blessing over the first cup, and the cup is then shared, followed by herbs dipped in a sauce. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves." After that, the second cup is readied, and the youngest son asks why this night is different from other nights, why unleavened bread is eaten on this night, etc. And in reply, the head of the family tells the story of the Exodus and delivers an exposition on Deuteronomy chapter 26. The meal is interpreted as a present act of remembrance and thanksgiving for God's past liberation of an oppressed people, a celebration of God's faithfulness leading to hope in the future deliverance of God's people. This is followed by the singing of the first part of the Hallel, I hope I pronounced that correctly, which are either just Psalm 113 or Psalms 113 and 114, and then the drinking of the second cup. The head of the family then takes unleavened bread, blesses it, breaks it, and hands it to the others, and this is followed by the meal itself. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then follow two more cups of wine, along with the singing of the second part of the Hallel, which are either Psalms 114 to 118 or Psalms 115 to 118, depending on if Psalm 114 was included in the first part. As humans, we crave familiarity. We find comfort in ritual. And recalling stories of our past helps us to establish our commonality and builds community. But this specific meal and its sharing would also have called to mind to both Jesus and his disciples all that God had miraculously done in the past and so is capable of in the future. I'm sure that Jesus really felt the need of having that reminder before his final hours of life, because he anticipated just how awful it would be. And that the disciples found it useful much later after his ascension, when they faced hardships, to recall this meal. This week at Life Group, somebody questioned how the disciples still didn't get what was going to happen, and how most of the Pharisees didn't recognise who Jesus was, even though they knew the scriptures. And that person expressed surprise. But remember that each of us sees what we want to see. There is a danger that on our own, we too easily interpret the scriptures to fit our own understanding. There's a real benefit in spending time together that's afforded, particularly at life groups, where we can be open and honest and vulnerable with one another, but so come to better understanding. We might not agree entirely on things, but we can agree to disagree well, and our views may be transformed as well in the sharing of each other's views with one another. The disciples were the same. In some, their misunderstanding and inability to hear what Jesus was saying merely led to them hiding away from fear and being surprised at God's redeeming act of resurrection. But I wonder about Judas. Did Judas betray because he thought it would spur Jesus into action? Or because he was disillusioned? Or had he been up to no good and not really been engaged the whole time? Although we don't know, it is a good reminder that God calls us to be united in love, even when we don't agree on how things should be done or how scripture should be interpreted. It also reminds us to be patient and wait to see what he is doing, rather than trying to force him into actioning our individual agenda. And also it reminds us that God works through those who are not necessarily on board. So it is worth spending time with everybody, listening to everybody, and loving everybody. It was interesting at Life Group how we all differed in our reaction to online versus on-site services in our church building, and to whether our online offerings were recorded at home or in the church building, and whether that made a difference to us as individuals. And also how we differed in some felt happily able to receive communion mentally because we weren't present in the same place, whilst others really couldn't, and online communion left them cold. The disciples of Jesus's day varied just as much as we do. Something I said earlier, almost as a throwaway comment, might have resonated with you today, and that is what God wants you specifically and as an individual to hear. But for me, two things come out of this passage. First, that when we come to Holy Communion, we are to recall not only the Last Supper, but also the Passover. Second, Jesus' comment near the beginning about being glad to eat the Passover with them. I know that some who worship with us online live many miles away, whilst others might live more locally, but are not able to join us at the moment for a number of reasons. If it is at all possible for you to join with local Christians in sharing Holy Communion, even if it's only very rarely, can I encourage you to do so? There is something very, very special about being able to celebrate and share communion with others physically. May God bless you and keep you, and speak to you through the rest of this service and as you recall this reading.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works
and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where the rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Father, all things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Let us pray for the whole state of Christchurch Militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept our alms and oblations and to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and specially thy servant Elizabeth, our queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed. And grant unto her whole council and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and specially to this congregation here present and online, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. And in a moment of silence, we lift up before God those he has particularly laid on our hearts as needing prayer at this time. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen.
Ye that do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God, meekly kneeling upon your knees. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him. Have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father. That chiefly are we bound to praise thee, because thou didst raise him gloriously from the dead. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was offered for us, and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And we join together in the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs unto thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue, a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. Who in the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me.
Amen.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul into everlasting life. Take and eat this, in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart, by faith, with thanksgiving.
Amen.
The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul into everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful.
Amen.
As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end.
Amen.
And so together we give glory to God. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory, O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every way to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Amen.